Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
You'll need some chocolate, some creamy chocolate, some chocolate ice cream, and chocolate mousse, some chocolate cheesecake, Bavarian chocolate, bring on the chocolate.
Bring on the chocolate. We need a boost. Calling all chocolate fans, we have a mouth-watering hour for you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, February 28th. We are going to talk about chocolate, why we love chocolate, why we love chocolate and other flavor combinations. We're going to talk about terrapins. What's a terrapin? Well, it's the creation of Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. It's like a turtle, only, in my humble opinion, better. And it is one of the things that our guest this hour makes a lot of. She is the chocolatier for Kohler Chocolates, Annette Riggi Defendi. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you again. I first met Annette at an event last summer at the American Club in Kohler, where we paired some of your chocolate creations with spirits. And, oh my gosh, I never thought about doing that before, and it was delicious. I had a terrapin, a specific kind of terrapin with a really good beer from Central Waters. It was just fantastic.
Well, thank you. You have a really good memory. I don't remember the exact pairing, but we do a lot of pairings over at the club with our chocolates and different spirits, different beers, sparkling wines as well.
Well, it was so memorable to me because it was so unique and it really was tasty. In this, tell us what a terrapin is.
A terrapin is our version of a turtle. So our original buttery terrapin is our really dark, smoky caramel, our signature caramel, with some salted pecans and milk chocolate. Kohler Chocolates actually has our own signature blend of milk chocolate. So that is our version of a turtle. Mm-hmm. A terrapin is actually a land turtle. So it's just a spin on that classic turtle.
Couldn't call it a turtle because that name was taken already.
Correct.
Yeah. And why? I know that you're fairly new to Kohler Chocolates, but why was a plumbing company making chocolates anyway?
It sort of started because of the American Club. We have the 5-star resort in Kohler. We have that wonderful Kohler Water Spa. And the high-end, sort of wonderful, delicious chocolate business sort of was a natural fit for the whole resort.
Mm-hmm.
And just as the Kohler, the plumbing company, is known for having outstanding plumbing products, Kohler Chocolates is also known for having outstanding chocolate products.
And how did you get into making chocolate? How did you become the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates?
I am actually a graduate of the French Pastry School in Chicago. It had always been my lifelong dream to become a pastry chef. I have an undergraduate degree from the University of Minnesota in journalism and mass communication, and I had been working in the industry for several years and decided that it was time to really follow my dream and follow my passion, and I ended up applying for and being accepted to the French Pastry School. And in that program, that's when I actually discovered chocolate and my true love of all things chocolate. So with that, I graduated and was fortunate enough to be hired at a cupcake shop in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And then there was a position open for Kohler Chocolate. So after I worked at the cupcake shop, I came over to Kohler.
So I read that you spend about 50% of your time creating new product and 50% of the time making it.
Yep, I'm very lucky in that I get to do both areas of the chocolate. You know, we're in production 5 days a week right now, so every day we're making terrapins. We just finished our hearts. We're making our garden ganache, our trail mix. So I get to do all of that, and I really enjoy making all of our products. But I also get to be on the creative side where I can play around with new ingredients and new flavor combinations and see what happens.
Well, tell us what are some popular flavor combinations now?
There is a lot. It sort of depends where in the country you're going.
Talk a little bit about, didn't you just create a new a chocolate bar with peanut butter for Kohler?
I did, and that was one of the first new creations I had. So candy bars, to go back to your previous point, candy bars are really popular right now, mixing different flavors in them, caramels, toffees, those are really popular. So we launched our peanut butter candy bar earlier this year at the Fancy Food Show, and it's just a really lovely, natural, creamy peanut butter with some butter and some sea salt. It's really good.
Oh, sea salt seems to be, I have to admit, one of my favorites right now. Maybe I'm slow to hit this trend, but it's the chocolate-covered caramel with sea salt on it.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah. I love making caramel. Anything I can do that involves caramel and chocolate, I'm there. And the interesting thing about sea salt you had mentioned is they're so different, and every sea salt has a different flavor profile. There's different colors. So I have been working with some. So it's really interesting to see how those different sea salts can bring out different flavors in the caramel and in the chocolate.
Well, I want to talk to you about a lot of things about chocolate, but Annette, I know you didn't pick out our thank you gift for this pledge drive, but we are going to be giving away for a pledge of $150, we are offering as a thank you gift a box of the terrapins. I believe it is the 9-piece box, and this is different flavors of terrapins. Can you tell us what the different types of terrapins are?
Absolutely. So I had mentioned our original buttery terrapin. We also have a cranberry peanut. So it has peanuts and dried cranberries with some white chocolate. We have a Java. So it has 55% dark chocolate. We actually brew coffee to make the caramel. So it's a really lovely coffee-flavored caramel. And then my personal favorite is called Blackstrap. So we actually have Blackstrap molasses and a brown sugar caramel with a 55% dark chocolate and some walnuts and raisins.
Excuse me while my mouth waters. We are talking about chocolate. And we will continue our conversation with the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. Annette Riggi Defendi is our guest. And we will welcome your questions for her about making chocolates. Are you a chocolate lover? Do you have a favorite kind of chocolate? How do you enjoy your chocolate? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. We are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And when you pledge today, you will be entered into a drawing for an iPad. And when you pledge $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour, we will offer as a thank you gift to you a box of Kohler terrapins. Yum. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, please. So it's a 9-piece box of variety terrapins. We've got 3 original buttery, 2 cranberry, 2 blackstrap, and 2 Java in this box. I don't know, which one do you think you like the most, Joy?
All of them.
Yeah, I think I'd go with either the cranberry or the Java, but by all means, I mean, I'll take them all. Yeah. So that can be yours for that pledge of $150 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, and I should also mention that we do have limited quantities of these 9-box terrapins, a variety box of terrapins. We have 30 total, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Yep.
So if you're a fan of Wisconsin Public Radio and you've been meaning to make your pledge during this pledge drive because you understand that This is listener-supported radio, and we need your financial support to stay strong. And if you are a chocolate lover or know someone who is a chocolate lover, what a great thank you gift for a pledge of $12.50 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, a pledge of any amount today will enter you into the drawing for an iPad Air. So you've got that going for you as well. If you pledge for $150 and enjoy this 9-piece box of Variety Terrapins, maybe you'll also be the lucky winner of an iPad, which would be a dream come true, I think, for a lot of people. That'd be a pretty good Friday, wouldn't it? But anyway, that can be yours with that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I should mention that you don't have to pledge to participate in the iPad drawing. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard or by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So chance to win an iPad, but for a pledge of $12.50 a month or $150 a year, a sure thing when it comes to chocolate.
Absolutely, yeah. The 9-piece variety Terrapins, again, buttery, cranberry, blackstrap, and Java are the four varieties contained in this box. And I don't know, Joy, do you prefer the milk chocolate or dark chocolate chocolate?
I do. I used to be a white chocolate fan for some reason, even though it's not really chocolate. That
right.
was quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
But now I am a fan of the dark chocolate. It does have a different taste than the milk chocolate, and it took a little bit of getting used to, but I'm used to it, and I love it.
Yeah, for me, I mean, the darker the chocolate, the better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love buying those bars that are like, you know, 80% cacao, you know, just some obscene, you know, percentage of, it's just, I love that dark stuff.
And it's healthier for you, I mean, because of the whatever it's in it.
I don't know.
Flavonoids.
Something like that, yeah. So I love talking about chocolate on the show. I know we do it from time to time. It's one of the more fun shows, I think, that we do. And, you know, if that's something that's worth to you, say $150 a year, $12.50 a month, ask for the 9-piece box of Variety Terrapins from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolatiers. So that's some high-quality stuff there. For that pledge of, again, $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we are pretty sure that the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio make a difference in your life. You are listening right now, so it's a good bet that you listen every day. During our winter membership drive, we are asking you to put your money where your values are.
Your gift of whatever amount you choose, say $5 a month, makes a huge difference. That's because we rely on listener support for the single largest piece of our budget. So make that difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love Wisconsin Public Radio because it's your source for intelligent radio. There are bills associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
And making a pledge is quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution in any amount, say $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, makes WPR possible.
So remember that your pledge during this hour automatically enters you into the drawing for the iPad Air. And if you pledge $12.50 a month or $150 a year or more, we have for you a box, I don't have it in front of me, Bill. What is it's 9 pieces of Terrapins from Kohler.
Right, the 9-piece variety Terrapins box. It's got 3 original buttery, 2 cranberry, 2 blackstrap, and 2 Java. And I know Annette talked about those a couple of minutes ago, and man, I don't know which. Well, cranberry or Java would be my favorite, but I mean, any one of these, my gosh, give me a whole 9 box of any one of those, and I'll be a happy man.
So, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, limited quantities of these chocolates, and we now have 26 boxes left. So,
Gotta act now.
Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you later. We'll continue our conversation about chocolate with our guest, the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates, Annette Riggi-Defendi. She She plies her trade at the American Club Resort in the village of Kohler. And Annette, what is it that you love so much about working with chocolate?
It's such a hands-on type of job. Same with any kind of chef, really. You get to get in there, you get your hands dirty, you get to see your creations come to life. And one of the best things for me is to see people's reaction to the chocolate and how much they love it and how happy it makes them. It's such a privilege to be a part of that experience.
Yeah, it does make me happy, that's for sure. So how much tasting do you get to do?
A lot.
Yeah, and you know, I read though that growing up you weren't eating a lot of chocolate. You loved brownies, but you weren't really someone like me who was eating some kind of chocolate bar every 5 minutes.
Yeah, candy never really was really present in my house growing up. You know, we'd maybe have the occasional Kit Kat bar or Milky Way, but it wasn't anything that I ever really got into until, again, I was at French pastry school and I think exposed to some different types of chocolate, some really high-end, high-quality chocolate.
You know,
so that's really what did it for me.
Robin asks, what's the difference between good chocolate and bad chocolate? Hershey's tastes like sweet lard compared to the good stuff like chocolate made in Switzerland?
Typically, the higher-end chocolates, they're called Couverture chocolate, they have a higher percentage of cocoa butter. Cocoa butter is the naturally occurring fat in chocolate. So the higher percentage of cocoa butter, the smoother and creamier the texture is. Some of those chocolates from Switzerland or anywhere in Europe, and even the chocolate that we use in Kohler, they are those couvertures, and they have that higher cocoa butter content, and they have less fillers. Sometimes some of those grocery store candies, those chocolates, they have a lot more sugar and some fillers.
Mm-hmm. So Bill and I were stumbling through the different types of chocolate. Milk, white, and dark. Was I right when I said that white chocolate really isn't chocolate?
The way I answer that is that it's sort of a personal opinion, if you will.
That's so tactful of you, Annette.
Well, it truly is. So dark chocolate is made from a cocoa bean, and there are two components of that cocoa bean. There's the cocoa butter, which is the fat, and then there's the cocoa mass, the cocoa solid, so the brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then to that, for dark chocolate, you add sugar. So that's essentially the three components of dark chocolate. Now, for milk chocolate, it's those same three components, but you add milk solids to that. So now you have those four components, right? The cocoa butter, the cocoa mass, the sugar, and the milk solids. Now for white chocolate, it's the cocoa butter, sugar, and milk solids, but without that cocoa mass. So white chocolate does contain cocoa butter, which is part of the cocoa bean. So it's really,
yeah.
Is it chocolate? I mean, it comes from a cocoa bean. It just doesn't have the cocoa mass.
I stand corrected. It really is. And it's all good, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Why do you think chocolate is so beloved, so addictive? So many people love it?
That's a really good question. For me personally, you can do so much with it. So you can manipulate the flavors. I also really, really enjoy the texture of it. It's so, when you have that really lovely Couverture chocolate, it's so creamy and melts on your mouth. And you can have just a little bit just to satisfy your sweet tooth. You can have more of it. You can, eat a whole pan of brownies if you wanted to. I just think it's so luxurious and such a treat in so many different ways.
We'll continue talking about chocolate. We'll celebrate chocolate with our guest, Annette Riggi Defendi. She is the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. And we are offering you as a thank you gift for your pledge this hour of $12.50 a month, a box of Kohler chocolates. They are the Terrapins. a 9-piece box. We only have 19 boxes left, so don't delay if you want one of these for your pledge of $150 to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Sitting on the front porch, ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun, all that chocolate on my tongue, and that's good enough reason to live.
Yes, chocolate is a good enough reason to live. Hello, I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are here to ask you to support the programs you enjoy. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And when you pledge today, not only will you be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air, if you choose to pledge at $12.50 a month or a $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, we have for you a delicious thank you gift.
We most certainly do. This is exciting. We have a 9-piece box of variety chocolates from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. We've got 4 flavors in this. There's Blackstrap, Cranberry, Original Buttery, and Java. All of those just sound absolutely delicious. And we only have a few boxes left. So you got to make that pledge of $12.50 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, only 14 left. And we are also looking for 36 pledges to reach our pledge goal for this hour. So please do continue to support Wisconsin Public Radio because this is listener-supported radio, and treat yourself or someone else to this 9-piece box of terrapins. And if you're just joining us, the terrapin is a delicious concoction from Kohler Original Chocolates, and it's like a turtle. A turtle is a trademarked name, mm-hmm. So they took a different name, but it's got nuts and chocolate and caramel and yummy yummies in it, and they are really good. I can vouch for that. So do make that pledge to help Wisconsin Public Radio and treat yourself to a box of these Kohler chocolates at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And also to anyone who makes a pledge of any amount today is going to be automatically entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. So that's another reason to make that pledge this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio. And again, for $12.50 a month, $150 for the year, ask for the 9-piece box of variety chocolates from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Melissa Block with NPR News. Ever toss change in the tip jar at the coffee shop or the deli? Then think about that as a model for supporting public radio. Consider, if you throw just a quarter in the tip jar every day you buy coffee, then you'd be spending $1.25 a week on tips. That's more than $60 a year. You don't think twice about tossing in those coins. And exactly how was the service? Sometimes good, sometimes not. Well, for the same $60, you can help keep all of your favorite programs on the air. And you don't even have to give it all at once. Simply sign up as a monthly sustainer. $5 will be charged to your credit card each month for as long as you'd like. It's like having a public radio tip jar, only you know that the money going into it is for a great radio service. Here's how to sign up.
Sign up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our Winter Pledge Drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, asking for your support of any amount to help pay the bills. You might want to choose $12.50 a month for your sustaining gift, because at that amount, we have the chocolate thank you gift.
Absolutely, yeah. 9-piece terrapins from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. I'm too excited about the chocolate to talk. We've got Blackstrap, Cranberry, Original Buttery, and Java. These just sound amazing. I know one of those at least has to sound remotely appealing to you. So that can be yours for that pledge of $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And only 12 boxes left. We have a limited number of these chocolates. So do Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe you donated a few years ago to Wisconsin Public Radio and you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year. Your continued support is what keeps us going.
And if it's been a while since you donated, this is a perfect time to give again at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll be glad to have you back.
And we are still looking for 32 pledges now to reach our goal during this hour. It is important to stay on track during these pledge drives because we need to raise a certain amount from listeners to pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. This is listener-supported radio. And remember, as an added bonus for a pledge of any amount today, you will be entered into the drawing for the iPad Air. And if you are a sustainer, don't worry, you are automatically entered.
That's right, and we are looking for 31 more pledges this hour to reach our goal. And you can help do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge of $12.50 a month and ask for the 9-piece box of chocolates from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates.
I'm really hungry. Thanks very much, Bill.
All right.
Only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate, yeah. Tastes like chocolate, never tasting.
We are talking about chocolate. Valentine's Day may be over, but chocolate is always in season. There's one February staple that you are probably enjoying all year round. We are talking about the art of making and enjoying chocolate with our guest, Annette Reggie Defendi. She is the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. She plies her trade at American Club Resort in the village of Kohler. And Annette, you mentioned earlier that you will be making some terrapins today, the kind we're giving away. I understand that is probably your most popular piece of candy?
It is. We continue to just sell those and make those all of the time. They're delicious, so they have that special spot in people's hearts.
And you said you're also making hearts, so you can get hearts even though Valentine's Day is over.
Our hearts are only being sold through, I believe, today. So we don't really have very many more. So if you're interested, you can go onto our website, kohlerchocolates.com, and place your order. But really exciting, we will be launching our Easter eggs very soon.
Oh, so, yeah, I guess every season has a new chocolate. What's the Easter egg all about?
We have 4 different flavors. We have a dark chocolate, strawberries and cream. We have a dark chocolate cognac. There is a malted milk chocolate and a peanut butter and jelly.
Did you come up with those flavor combinations?
They were already in existence when I joined the company, and they continue to be delicious and sell really well, so we decided to keep them in the lineup.
I understand you also make chocolates for St. Patrick's Day?
We actually, this year, will be featuring our line of chocolates called Emeralds. They're green, so it'll be our theme for St. Patrick's Day. We have 4 flavors in that line, mint, lime, green tea, and absinthe. So perfect for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my gosh, does that ever sound good? So, is it seasonal? Do you do different things during every season?
For the most part, yes. I'm already actually working on some of our chocolates for the next Christmas holiday season.
Oh, really?
Yep. So we have to make sure that everything, all of the ideas in my head actually translate into delicious chocolate. So it's a process. So I'm working on that, and we have a couple other tricks up our sleeve for this year.
Well, how, as a customer, besides going to Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates at the American Club, what tips might you have for consumers as we choose chocolate? How do we choose good chocolate?
It's very personal. The more I get into this and the more I discuss chocolate, the more I realize that everyone's palate is different. So it's really a personal preference. Like you said, you used to like white chocolate and mm-hmm. now you really like dark chocolate. So a lot of it is just getting out there and trying and finding different chocolates that you like. And for me, I think that's really fun and really enjoyable. And, you know, you may end up eating some really bad chocolate, but it could be kind of funny. I've had really bad chocolate and we've laughed about it. So it's really just a personal experience.
Any tips for making our own chocolate creations?
It's very much up to the individual. Making chocolate it's a skill. So doing it at home is going to take some practice, but don't be discouraged, because even if you're trying to make a truffle and it doesn't set up and you're left with a really runny, liquidy ganache, well, use that ganache and frost the cake. So you can sort of figure out different ways to use your mistakes.
We have a caller, Karen in Milwaukee. Go ahead, Karen. You're on the air.
Hi. My husband has just been the last couple of years learning how to make, like, chocolate bonbons. And we sell them at a Quaker gift shop. And one of the things he does is he actually goes out. He's also taught himself how to tap maple trees. So he gets the maple syrup. You know, he gets the maple sap and boils it down into a syrup and then makes the centers of the bonbons.
Wow.
But one of our, yes, wow. one of our problems is when we dip the centers in the outside chocolate covering, and then we put them in a little tiny paper cupcake holder, you get that little pool of chocolate on the bottom. And we'd like it to look neater and not stick to the paper. What's the trick?
Couple things. How are you dipping them? Or how are you rolling them in the chocolate?
Just with a spoon, dipping them with like two spoons and then putting them.
Okay. I think you're using too much chocolate. So there's actually something called a dipping fork. If you Google it or go online, there's a couple websites that actually sell them. So I think you're ending up with just too much exterior chocolate. So if you have your truffle or your bonbon on your dipping fork and you roll it in, or you dip it in the chocolate, make sure you're tapping that excess chocolate off.
Good luck, Karen. Thanks very much for the call. We are talking about chocolate with Annette Riggi Defendi. She is the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. And we are going to be giving away five more boxes. That's it. We have limited numbers of these boxes from Kohler Chocolates of the Terrapin. So before we let you go, Annette, I wanted to have you repeat kind of what we have with these Terrapins. What exactly are the flavor combinations and why are they so good?
One of the best things about our Terrapins is the caramel. We make all of our caramel from scratch. So in the original buttery Terrapin, we have that really wonderful, deep, smoky caramel with salted pecans and our signature blend of milk chocolate. The second flavor is cranberry. So it is dried cranberries with peanuts. Again, that really luxurious caramel and white chocolate. We have Java. So that is a coffee-flavored caramel with dark chocolate and pecans. And then the fourth flavor is blackstrap. So it's a blackstrap and brown sugar caramel with dark chocolate, walnuts, and a little bit of raisins.
Oh, sounds so good. So besides just eating them by themselves, which would be perfectly wonderful, what are some things I might pair the different Terrapins with?
Oh my goodness. You can utilize Terrapins in so many different ways. If you just want to eat them, go ahead and find a really lovely sparkling wine or champagne. They work really great with champagne. If you wanted to create more of a dessert with them, think about putting some of those in ice cream for an ice cream sundae or using them in cookies. There's just a multitude of things you can do with our chocolate.
It sounds good. So I know today you're making some of those Terrapins. What's the next thing that you'll be making?
The next thing will be going right into our Easter eggs that I mentioned earlier. So those will be really, really popular, and we will continue to make them through Easter.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Annette Reggie Defendi is the chocolatier for Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joined by Bill Martins, because this is our winter pledge drive, and we are asking for your support of the programs you enjoy. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible.
And when you pledge today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. So now's a great time to support the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 20 pledges in the next 10 minutes or so in order to reach our goal. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And for your pledge of $12.50 a month, $150 for the year, you can ask for a 9-piece box of variety terrapins from Kohler Original Recipe Chocolates. I know our guest was talking about that this past hour, and our mouths were collectively watering here. The box comes with blackstrap, cranberry, original buttery, and Java terrapins. Those all sound delicious. And we only have, what is that, two left, Joy?
Five left.
I left my glasses at home. I can't read the screen.
But yeah, only five left. So if you've been thinking, hey, that sounds good, I'll give a call a little bit later. They're going to be gone. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Again, your pledge helps pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. It's necessary to keep this service strong. But we do talk about the finer things in life and the things that improve the quality of our lives. We talk about fun things like chocolate. And we thought, since we were talking about chocolate, we would offer you this as a thank you gift. At $12.50 a month, or $150 a year, a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio that will go a long way in providing our programming, paying for the programming. You'll also be able to get this wonderful box of Kohler chocolates. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kohler makes really good stuff. I have not had enough Kohler chocolate in my life. I need to increase my quantity of that. So again, that can be yours for that pledge of $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio provides me with in-depth, accurate news from around the state. I also like the music, too. I really like being a sustainer because it is relatively painless. I have a monthly withdrawal from my credit card. I don't have to think about it other than the fact that, oh, it's that time of year, it's time for me to up my pledge. When I'm not listening to a public radio station, I'm probably not listening to radio. I'm Rob from Madison, Wisconsin, and I've been a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio for many years. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio so we can keep this precious resource alive and well.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your pledge of any amount. We count on your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You care about state, regional, and world events, and certainly we'll talk about those political items next hour in the Week in Review. But at WPR and on this program, you get all that and also commentary and suggested reading.
You get news and information and programs that clear your mind and entertain you and programs that make your mouth water. Support all of the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By the way, we're also looking for 19 pledges in the next few minutes to reach our goal this hour, so that would be a nice thing to do. Your pledge helps pay for the programs you count on all year long, like the Joy Cardine Show. So thank you to those of you who've already made the pledge. If you haven't, the time to do so is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners make the work that we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, but members, contributors, make our work possible.
Yeah, you get all these great programs because members kick in a large portion of our budget, the single biggest part. So become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $5 a month or any amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, every pledge today is entered into the drawing for the iPad Air. And in the next couple of minutes, if you pledge $12.50 a month or $150, we have only four boxes left of the Terrapins, the nine-piece box of chocolates from Kohler. So that's yours at $12.50 a month or $150 pledge to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Get them while they're hot. We only have a couple of them left. You need to act now if you want that box of chocolates. Again, the varieties that are in this nine-piece set include Blackstrap, Cranberry, Original Buttery, and Java. And you've got just a couple minutes left to make that pledge of $12.50 a month and ask for that nine-piece set from Kohler, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, how about making it a habit to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio? It's a good habit. It's a habit you can be proud of. I think, Bill, Wisconsin Public Radio is addictive in many ways, almost like chocolate. I mean, it is.
It is. Yeah. I mean, there's so much that you get out of WPR. We're talking chocolate this hour. We've got news and politics next hour and all sorts of different programming on this show. A little bit of everything. So make that pledge of support if WPR is something you truly value and ask for that nine-piece box of chocolates while you're at it for that pledge of $12.50 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, it says on my screen three boxes left. So maybe you're dialing the phone right now, 888-202-2552, or making that pledge online at WPR.org. I hope we still have a box for you when you pledge $12.50 a month to support Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. This is the Ideas Network.